A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. We have a Christmas quiz special for you, and we're going to quickly move through that. And I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves who's taking part. It's just Wise Men Say, people, so don't get too excited. But I'm going to hand you over now to the quizmaster firstly.
Yeah, good evening. It's Danny Collins. I'm back around again for another edition of the Christmas quiz. I think we had one last year and the year before, didn't we? If I'm right. So tonight in the top left corner, obviously the listeners can't see, but we've got Chris Rea, aka Matthew Keelan. How are we doing, Matthew?
Good evening. Yeah, I'm all right. How are we?
Not bad. Looking forward to the quiz.
I am. I think I did quite well last year, if I remember. But I don't know. I've just opened some wine, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how we
go. Could go
on.
Downhill then. We also have Richard Easterbrook with us. Richard, how are we?
Hey, Danny, you all right? This is the first quiz that we've done that's going to be broadcast, apart from the pub quizzes that we did. But this is the first Danny Collins quiz that we're doing that's rebroadcast. So I'm on my best behaviour after last time. I don't remember much of the second part of the quiz.
It's definitely going to be torn down. They were quite lengthy, those ones, and a lot of
It's a shorter one, isn't it? Yeah, so half an hour or so, and then. We also have Melissa Johnson. How are you doing, Melissa?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Are you all right, Danny?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Not too bad. Looking forward to it. So we'll see how we go. Yeah, we've got three rounds. First round is Premier League questions, general Premier League belters in there for you. Then we'll move on to general knowledge in round two. And then round three, we have got Sunderland AFC questions. Okay, so we will move on to the start of the quiz. And there we go. As you see, Gareth there, obviously not taking part tonight. Feeling the effects of his booster jab, apparently.
Yes,
so
it's quite poor, that, isn't it? Did anybody else feel the effects of the booster?
Well, yeah. I had mine this morning, and I have a sore arm. So that's it, really.
But yeah, tomorrow, it'll hit you, though, if anything.
I had mine this morning as well, so I'm expecting. If it goes, like, if me and Matt both go mid-quiz, like, it's going to be great.
If our answers get worse, yeah. Like, we get a ready-made excuse for you.
I had mine about a month ago, but I promise you, I'm not in my, like, 70s, but someone did a mess up somewhere.
Are you Corey Evans?
Oh, my God, I've been found out.
Matthew, did they put tinsel in your jab? Because they did with me.
Did they?
They put cranberry in as well. And
oh, nice. Yeah, you've gone the wrong place.
Ah, oh, shit.
You've gone to Harry Clay's.
Not far.
Right, crack on. Are we ready? Let's crack on then. Tinsel and jab jokes aside. So, round one, as we said, Premier League. And the first question is, which of these managers has taken charge of the most clubs in the Premier League? Is it Steve Bruce, Mark Hughes, Sam Allardyce, or Harry Redknapp? Which of these managers has taken charge of the most clubs in the Premier League? Steve Bruce, Mark Hughes, Sam Allardyce, or Harry Redknapp?
How long are you giving us for this to
we'll have to just write, just write one of those names down, Steve. Shouldn't take you longer than 5 seconds if you can.
You're not giving us time to try and count them.
Just have a rust a minute.
Okay.
You got it. So the answer for that one is Sam Allardyce.
It is.
And there's your detail there. He's managed 8 clubs: Bolton, Newcastle, Blackburn, West Ham, Sunderland, Palace, Everton, and West Brom. Hope you're all off to a good start. Right, question number 2. What is the highest ever attendance at a Premier League match? 75,552, 79,231, 83,222, or 87,599? Hope the listeners heard them, because I don't really want to read them out again. So one of those, what's the highest ever attendance at a Premier League match? And the answer is 83,222. Yes. And does anybody know the game?
I guess it'll be North London Derby.
Yeah, Wembley, yeah.
You would be right, Richard. It was the Spurs-Arsenal derby at Wembley, February 2018.
So I thought it was really clever there, because initially you think, oh, Old Trafford, and then you think, Spurs played at Wembley, but I went for the higher one. I'm not sure the rest of my scores, but I went for the higher one. So I'm thinking I was really clever and got it wrong still.
Right. Question number 3. Who is the only player to have lost 2 Premier League games in which he has scored a hat-trick in both of those games? Is it Dwight York, Matt Letizia, Alan Shearer, or Jermaine Defoe? Who's the only player to have lost 2 Premier League games in which he has scored a hat-trick in both of those games? Dwight York, Matt Letizia, Alan Shearer, or Jermaine Defoe? And the answer is Matt Letizia. Both were for Southampton, and both games they lost 4-3. Any chance of his teammates helping him out there?
He scored an incredible amount of goals for Southampton. Like, he must have been the only one scoring. Like, no support from Egil Ostenstad or from
not too many tap-ins either.
Jamie's an absolute loser.
Yeah, exactly. He's lost more brain cells recently, I was probably thinking.
So, Letiz, question number 4. Who were the last team to field an all-English starting 11 in a Premier League match? Was it West Brom, Norwich City, Aston Villa, or Sheffield United? Who were the last team to field an all-English starting 11 in a Premier League match? West Brom, Norwich City, Aston Villa, or Sheffield United?
Now, the one I was thinking of isn't on there. So.
Yeah, might be the similar Burnley. One I was thinking of.
Was that Burnley you were thinking of?
Yeah, I was thinking of. I was also thinking of Middlesbrough.
So I was thinking of when McLaren did that last. Your boys are going to see something to do. They lost, didn't they?
Well, yeah. I can tell you it's not Middlesbrough. But the answer is Villa. And it was on the 27th February 1999, and Villa lost 4-1 to Coventry City.
That's going
back some time, isn't it?
That under Gregory.
It was, Little, yes. Yeah. John Gregory, it was under, 1999. So I would have thought someone had done it since then. As you say, I was thinking when I seen the question, I thought, surely there's someone, you know, come up with it. You mentioned Middlesbrough there and one or two others, but no. Question number 5. Mohamed Salah became the highest scoring African in Premier League history in October when he scored against Man United. But who did he overtake? Was it Adebayor, Yakubu, Didier Drogba, or Kanu? Salah became the highest scoring African in Premier League history in October when he scored against Man United. But who did he overtake? Adebayor, Yakubu, Drogba, or Kanu? And the answer is Didier Drogba and the mad stat. Is that there? Drogba scored 104 Premier League goals. Salah currently has 112. And he scored them in 78 less games than what Drogba did.
Call him the African Rastira, don't they?
Well, that was...
Apparently so.
Yeah, some going.
Impressive that.
It's not bad, is it? 78 games to spare. Question number 6. Which club is the only one to have conceded 100 goals in a Premier League season? Was it Oldham Athletic, Swindon Town, Norwich City, or Bradford City?
This is the first one I knew before the answers come up.
Yeah, me
again,
too.
Well, I thought it was Derby, so...
Is it right? The only club to have conceded 100 goals in a Premier League season. Oldham, Swindon, Norwich City, or Bradford City? And the answer is... Richard?
Swindon.
Yes. Swindon, yeah.
It is Swindon Town, correct. It was their only season in the top flight, 93-94.
And then remarkably, Sunderland got low points on them on two occasions, despite them being that bad. Oh, no offence, Danny.
All right, Steve. Yeah.
Slides
slides out that way.
Yeah. Promise, anyway, question 7. Marvin Sordell holds the record for most appearances without being on the winning side. Scored more goals than appearances made. Only player to be sent off on his Premier League debut. Made over 50 appearances without starting a game. I'll read it out once more for the listeners. Marvin Sordell holds the record for most appearances without being on the winning side. Scored more goals than appearances made. Only player to be sent off on his Premier League debut. Or made over 50 appearances without starting a game. We all got one down?
Yeah.
And the answer is... made the most appearances without being on the winning side. And the detail is he made 17 appearances in the Premier League, 3 for Bolton and 14 for Burnley, and he was never on the winning side.
He was
no matter what the answer was, all 4 of them were pretty grim to take a clue on.
They're all, weren't they?
Thought so any of them would be like... a Sunderland player from the late 2010s.
There must be a few players who's been sent off on the Premier League debuts, I would imagine.
Yeah, possibly.
We had one,
yeah.
Didn't we? Didn't Dan Smith get sent off? Was that
he
his
did,
debut?
Yeah, Arsenal. Was that in the league? Was it or the League Cup?
It was the league. It was one that might have been last league game of the season.
He didn't get sent off against Arsenal, did he?
No,
did he not?
No, he should have been,
shouldn't he?
Oh, right, okay.
But he never.
Wenger fuming about this.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Taking the court. It was canny late, like.
I can't remember it, and I was about 10 yards away at the time, but never mind. Right. It's question number 8. Which club has the most defeats in Premier League history? Is it Newcastle, West Brom, Everton, or Fulham? Which club has the most defeats in Premier League history? Newcastle, West Brom, Everton or Fulham?
Again, it's another one that I was expecting to see us involved in the mix.
Just had a total guess at this one, like.
Well, the answer is
Everton. Right.
They registered their 400th defeat in Premier League history when they lost 4-1 to Liverpool earlier this month.
I only thought that because they've always been in the Premier League.
Yeah, it's one of them, isn't it? You've got the West Brom and Fulham who've been up and down. But
I thought it might have been Newcastle for that reason, because they've had about 3 relegation seasons, haven't they?
Yeah.
Plus seasons where they finished mid-table. But I think, I should have known. We probably would have known that.
Everton specifically in the Joe Royle era as well. Of course.
So you went Newcastle, Steve, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. Question number 9. How many Italian players have won the Premier League? Is it 1, 2, 3, or 4? How many Italian players have won the Premier League? 1, 2, three, or four? Stephen trying to work it out on his fingers there, look. You get past five, Steve, you're in trouble. Well, the answer is... one player has won the Premier League in Italian, and that player is...
Balotelli? Yeah, the thing is, I thought of Balotelli, and I thought of Zola as well.
I thought Jorginho would...
No, not yet. No, when I looked at it the other day, I thought surely someone's won it since Balotelli, but no.
No, I thought Balotelli and...
I went for two because I thought Zola.
Yeah, I went for two.
Yeah, just the one. And the last one on the Premier League round. Which club hold the record for the longest run of games without receiving a red card? Is it Burnley, West Ham, Sunderland or Chelsea? Which club hold the record for the longest run of games without receiving a red card? Is it Burnley, West Ham, Sunderland or Chelsea? The answer is Burnley.
Nobody went for that, surely.
Not
look at that there. Currently on a run of 107 games without having a man sent off, and they've never had a player sent off at Turf Moor in 139 matches.
I started this really well, and it's gone downhill quite quickly.
I thought it might have been us because we haven't played in the Premier League. Since.
I thought West Ham because West Ham qualified for some European Cup one year because they were top of the Fair Play League, so I took a pun on that.
Wasn't going to default and summon rabbit all night.
Again, you'd think we would have heard of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Was a time when we were like doing all right in the FIFA Fair Play League, and it was looking likely that if we kept our noses clean, we'd be qualifying for Europe. But I've since googled it, and I can't find any like record of it.
I just waited for Fulham's name to pop up. That's what I
get
for
them. Getting Norwich, into the back door, that, innit? Fair play, getting into Europe and that. Right, send your scores over if you can and talk them up.
Well, first qualifying round as well, isn't it? Like, lose to like Real. Motherwell and away goals.
There we go.
I want these scores, Dad. Right. I just want the full ones that are totaled up at the end.
Just for that round, Steve, send your total across if you can and we'll... jot it down there. Just on the chat there, Steve. Yeah, you got it.
Steve's going to send it to everyone, isn't he?
Yeah, he definitely is.
He's just texting it. He's going to tweet. That's what he said.
He's written it down on a bit of paper.
Oh no! He's not sent it on the chat. He's gone direct.
Oh right, yeah.
Right.
That's the cleanest, safest way to do it. Just text it.
Send it and end it.
Well, it's very tight at the top of the leaderboard anyway, so there's no one's running away with it and no one's getting left behind yet. So anyway, moving on. Round two is general knowledge. All sorts of subjects in there for you. We've got question number one. Which of the following national flags has five stars on it? Australia, China's, New Zealand's or Venezuela's? Which of the following national flags has five stars on it? Australian flag, Chinese flag, New Zealand's flag or Venezuela's flag?
I don't want to be mean about flags, but flags is not my forte.
You've got 25% chance of getting it right.
I wonder whose forte flags is.
Yeah, I like them.
To
be fair,
I like flags, Larry.
What's your favourite flag?
don't know. I like the French flag.
I was teeing you up for your Switzerland joke.
Nah, I've used that so many times.
The answer is
yes.
China. China's got the five on it. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm celebrating before Danny says the answer, people listening at home will think I'm just being supremely
confident. Got that right, everyone. Like,
celebrating before it goes in.
Yeah.
Wheeling away.
Cupping my ears to the away fans.
And the ball sticks on the line. Question number two. On a traditional Monopoly board, which of the following is a green-coloured property? Is it Oxford Street, Fleet Street, Coventry Street, or Bow Street? On a traditional Monopoly board, which of the following is a green-coloured property? Oxford Street, Fleet Street, Coventry Street, or Bow Street?
That looks like
Monopoly players now.
That looks like my route back to the hotel after the football one of the other week.
Steamboat Street.
What's your favourite Monopoly property, Matty?
I like the stations, me.
I'm big on the waterboard.
I was going to say waterworks as well.
On the waterworks.
Stations for me. If I can't get the stations, I usually stop playing in a huff.
Try it by the prison once, but apparently you're not allowed.
No, seriously, that's against the rules.
I'm trying to game the system. Also, part privatise the national asset.
Well, the answer is Oxford Street.
Disappointing, that.
Yeah. Coventry Street is yellow, Fleet Street's red, and Bow Street is orange. And moving on to question number three. Springfield is the capital city of which US state? Is it Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, or Nevada? Springfield is the capital city of which US state? Iowa, Illinois, Kentucky, or Nevada?
Can I phone a friend? Can I phone Craig?
Or Bart Simpson, perhaps.
Isn't it like there's a Springfield in every US state or something? Is that's why they called it Springfield in The Simpsons?
Well, there's quite a few, and when they were doing the movie, they had a competition to find the Springfield that the movie was going to premiere in, and it premiered in a Springfield a day before everywhere else.
Oh, very good, that.
Shame I don't know the answer to this, really.
What one of these four, perhaps, then? Well, the answer is Illinois. Springfield is the capital of Illinois.
A
couple of groans there. Not many takers. Question number four. On the first ever moon landing in 1969, how many astronauts walked on the moon? One, two, three, or four? On the first ever moon landing in 1969, how many astronauts actually walked on the moon? Is it one, two, three, or four?
And the correct answer, of course, was none.
he's went there.
Conspiracy.
All right, Richard.
Sure, that was me. I'm sure my dad had that conspiracy. I'm sure as a kid I remember him telling us that.
It's true.
How did that American flag get there then?
I saw it on the internet.
Well, the answer is, Matthew.
This is.
Two, Bill Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin.
I got it wrong as well.
Did the other two just like wave out of the window and then went home?
Imagine if you went all that way and didn't go. Like,
yeah, do you want to go on the moon, mate?
I thought four went.
Three went. Michael Collins stayed on the.
I knew one didn't. Yeah, I thought it was four went and three went on. But yeah, so you're wrong.
Yeah. Reminds me of that time I got on the bus and tried to get the Marsden Grotto and then it just didn't stop and went just going in a circle. No shields, and then we just went back on the same bus.
Was this as a child or in adult life? This wasn't when you were an adult, was it? Unless her.
Oh, it honestly was like last year or the year before. The bus route said it went a month.
We'd, we'd probably all be that age when we were like younger, like kids, when you're like 8 or 9 and let us start going on the bus by yourself. And like,
oh no, I was 20.
Stop.
I got some shields and I thought, well, I'm not getting off again. I'm just going to go back.
Done again. Right, question number five. There we go. Who is the youngest female to win one of the four tennis grand slams? Is it Steffi Graf, Emma Raducanu, Martina Hingis or Maria Sharapova, who's the youngest female to win one of the four tennis Grand Slams? Steffi Graf, Emma Raducanu, Martina Hingis or Maria Sharapova?
I think I saw this the other day, actually, on one of Richard Osman's pension pocket quiz shows.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't.
House of Games. Is it House of Games what he does?
House of Games, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The answer is... Go on.
I saw him once at King's Cross Station. He's absolutely massive.
Tall, isn't he?
Yeah.
Mass.
The answer is Martina Hingis. She was just 16 years, 117 days old when she won the Australian Open in January 1997. Thought might suck a few in there with Raducanu winning the American last year.
She's the same age as me, and I remember that happening. I just show my age here, and I was 16 in 1997.
You are thousands. You were 16 when Diana's funeral took place.
Yes, I was.
You were old enough to smoke when Diana's funeral.
I think Danny might know, because you're my age, Danny's well. Yeah, wasn't it in the summer holidays after we left school, I think, perhaps?
Well, I'm slightly younger than you then, Steve.
Oh, yeah, you school older, are you? Oh, okay.
It was the 6th of September, so... Yeah.
I can't get the image of Stephen just having a tab after
hearing about Diana's funeral. That's the worst day of my
life.
Who is he?
Question number 6. Who has the most Christmas number ones?
Right.
I think I know this.
Queen.
No, I don't.
the Beatles, Band-Aid or Cliff Richard? Who's got the most Christmas number ones? Queen, The Beatles, Band-Aid or Cliff Richard?
No, who's got the most consecutive? But,
yeah, I know that too. Oh no, might be wrong now though.
I thought it was the Spice Girls.
Well, the Spice Girls had a run of three, but Lad Babies had the last
Lad
three.
Lad Babies only got four. I think he might have. Oh, yeah, it'll be four if he gets it this year. Okay.
Well. The answer is
the Beatles. Never.
And they have got four. Yeah, they had three on the bounce, and then they had one a few years later, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four, the Beatles. Did you go for Queen, Rich?
No, I went for Band-Aid.
Band-Aid, yeah.
Did you? They've got three, haven't they? They've got it three times.
I went for Cliff Richard. Band-Aid had about... Were we counting the different versions?
Yeah, different versions, haven't they? Yeah, they've had two in the 80s and one in the 2000s.
Must have been more than that. Yeah.
Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine, think Saviour's Day, maybe.
Yeah, that's only two I could think of for him.
Yeah. Spice Girls are three, yeah, you're right, three on the bounce. Mm. Right, question number 7. What is the highest grossing movie of all time? Is it Titanic, Avatar, Avengers Endgame, or Jurassic World? What is the highest grossing movie of all time? Titanic, Avatar, Avengers Endgame, or Jurassic World?
It's a really good round for Matt, this.
Yeah, this is not... Yeah. Things are not going well.
What's the last film you watched, Matt?
The Football Factory. I watched that the other day again.
The year it came out, or...?
Yeah, well, I just watch it most days, really.
Well, the answer is... Avatar, and it has grossed $2.84 billion.
Have you seen that Twitter account where it's just begging for Gary Neville to watch Sharknado?
I just don't watch any films, because...
I've watched Avatar, but I had like a dodgy download of it, and it didn't have subtitles on, so when they're like talking in that made-up language, did not have a clue what was going on, because it's not coming across the bottom.
Couldn't pick it up, Rich, no?
Yeah, I tried to learn it, but...
I've just flicked back to Avatar there at the last minute because I knew it was that at some point, and then I thought I'd try to be too clever because this Avengers Endgame I've never seen, but I know loads of people go on about it, and I thought I bet it's that, and I put it down, and I just thought, no, back yourself, it's Avatar, I'm sure it's Avatar.
I've only seen one of those films.
Which one? One's the Avengers?
No, I've seen Titanic.
I've seen. Yeah.
So I put that because I've seen it.
I think it was Titanic at the time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think that's third or fourth on the list. Avatar, I thought one of the Avengers had taken over it, but that's second Endgame on the list. So, there we go. Question number 8. On a roulette wheel, what is the highest number? Is it 28, 32, 34, or 36? On a roulette wheel, what is the highest number? 28, 32, 34, or 36? Any gamblers?
No.
Yeah, but not on roulette. But I do know this.
I'm going to Vegas in April, fingers crossed. You could have asked us it after that. Wait till next year.
Yeah. Well, the answer is, Matthew.
Tell us what it is, then, yeah.
It's 36, isn't it?
Yeah. It is 36, correct.
Well, that's the first one I've got right in this podcast.
Oh, question. I'm having a bad round.
Yeah. Oh, you, Steve, yeah. Blown up.
I just stick with football with me. It's just clearly all I'm interested in.
Question number 9. In which country was Rita Ora born? Was it Austria, Poland, Yugoslavia, or Romania? In which country was Rita Ora born? Austria, Poland, Yugoslavia, or Romania? It's gone quiet. Mm.
Yeah. No, I think I know this.
I don't.
No, I think I do.
Well, the answer is...
Yes.
Yeah, because I...
Yugoslavia, 90, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before as well.
I think she's... Yeah, I think it's the part that was Kosovo, I think.
Yeah, changed 92, yeah. I think it was, yeah.
I think that's why I thought that. I think I'd heard what the modern version was, and then whatever, yeah. Wherever I was reading it, it mentioned that it was Yugoslavia at the time.
I kind of thought she was younger than that. She might have been born like before it, after Yugoslavia rebranded. So.
Right. Rebranded. She was born in 1990. She's born like
the post office.
Centrica.
She'll have been a baby while it was all happening. If she was born,
yeah, that was it. Yeah, Centrica was gas.
Yeah. Right. Last one on general knowledge. Question number 10. Southern Comfort is flavoured with which fruit?
Oh, God. Can't drink that anymore.
It's horrible,
oranges, peaches, pears, or apricots?
I don't know.
Southern Comfort is flavoured with which fruit? Oranges, peaches, pears, or apricots? Not for you, that one, Matthew, no?
Nah, I don't like that. Yeah. It's not very nice.
Sickly, innit?
Another drink that I ruined in my
20s. I don't know what it tastes of, though.
Well, the answer is...
Coming up, though.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Peaches. Okay. That's them 10 done. Can you send your scores over, please?
That's a bad round for me, that one.
It's a very bad round for me.
You want a cumulative score or just a score from that round?
Just from that round, if you can, please, yeah.
You can probably add them up, like Richard, you know.
I mean, yeah, one added on the rest of them. Disappointed with that.
Somebody's wheels have come off there.
I did think, like, general knowledge sort is, but no.
I thought general knowledge might have been the banker for me, but
You only know the answers to the questions that you know, etc.
Exactly that, yeah. Yeah. Round three, last round, all about Sunderland. And it's going into the last round. Between the four of you, there's only 2 points in it. Oof. So it's very tight. Very tight.
Is trying to pick us each other.
Right, the rest of you must have been absolutely pathetic in that last round then.
let's hope the FIA adjudicating over this one and give it to Max for stopping in the last second. Little topical
right,
joke.
Round
there.
Three, Sunderland AFC. Question number one. Which of these has scored the most goals in the Premier League? Sunderland. Is it Julio Arca, Nicholas Bentner, Phil Bardsley or Danny Welbeck? Which of these has scored the most goals in the Premier League? Sunderland. Julio Arca, Nicholas Bentner, Phil Bardsley or Danny Welbeck? That's a sneaky one, Rick, do you think?
Yes. It's tricky.
Well, the answer is Nicholas Bentner. He got 8, and there's your info. The other Julio only got 4. Phil Bardsley got 7, and Danny Welbeck got 6.
No,
I went with Welbeck too.
Yeah, same.
And I think like I would have gone with Arca had he not been around when we traditionally didn't score any goals. So
I'm surprised Bardsley's got more than Arca.
Put Bardsley. I thought it was Bardsley. He went through a phase of scoring quite a lot.
Got a few, didn't he? Yeah. No one put St. Nick. No?
No?
No.
No.
All right. Question number two. Good start. Question number two. Nathan Broadhead scored against Arsenal last night and he also scored in round three at Wigan. But who scored the other goal at Wigan in the 2-0 win? Nathan Broadhead scored against Arsenal last night and he also scored in round three at Wigan, but who scored the other goal at Wigan that night? Was it Aidan O'Brien, Ross Stewart, Luke O'Nien, or Leon Diaku? Was it Aidan O'Brien, Ross Stewart, Luke O'Nien, or Leon Diaku? Not going to look forward, so. The answer is Luke O'Nien.
Man alive. Christ. I've written it down.
I get it. Do you remember? It was Huggins, I think, down the right-hand side, and he played it into the box and he slotted it over.
Yeah. That's disappointing.
Anyway, question number three. Which player made 47 appearances for Sunderland between 2019 to 2021 and had as many sendings off as he did goals for the club? Was it Josh Scowen, George Dobson, Dylan McGeough, or Max Power? I'll read it once more. Which player made 47 appearances for Sunderland between 2019-2021 and had as many sendings off as he did goals for the club? Josh Scowen, George Dobson, Dylan McGeough, or Max Power?
What an era we're in. A golden era.
Alive.
And the answer is George Dobson.
I knew it wouldn't be lovely, Max.
Yeah, he scored one goal. I think it was against Burnley, wasn't it, in the League Cup? And he got sent off as well.
Good in.
So I'm out of the general knowledge realm. I've done terrible. I'm back in my comfort zone of Sunderland. I've got the first three wrong already.
Some work to do, Steve. Question number four. What is Denver Hume's middle name? Is it Simon, Neil, Jay, or Will?
I think Pepe made him change it last night, didn't he?
What is Denver Hume's middle name? Simon, Neil, Jay, or Will?
This is my kind of question. I know it sounds daft. I love knowing footballers' middle names. Like, isn't Jermaine Defoe's like Colin or something? It's amazing.
An old schooler. Well, the answer is
Gary.
Yes. Yes. You know what? My work ends for that. Or like when you found out it was Jay, that's why you went to the other in betweeners. I don't think you would have went for the other in betweeners as the options if it was Simon Neil or Will.
All right. Yeah, gone down that route. Yeah. To be fair, you're probably right there. Actually, I did have a look through a few of the lads, and there was a couple of Johns in there. And then I thought, yeah, Jay, we'll go with that one. So, yeah. Question number 5. Which of the following players did Sunderland pay the most money for? Oh,
this is going to be tragic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Kenwyn Jones, Anton Ferdinand, Josie Altidore, or Torre André Flo? Which of the following players did Sunderland pay the most money for? Kenwyn Jones, Anton Ferdinand, Josie Altidore or Torre André Flo?
Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah. No, I'm not happy. But...
I'm ready.
Well, the answer is Anton Ferdinand.
Right.
£8 million. And Kenwyn Jones was £6 million, Altidore £6 million, and Flo was £6.75 million.
I think in last year's quiz, the one we broadcast, I think Rory did a question where we added up the totals, and I think I'd gone for like 9 million for Flo, and then I was surprised at how low that was.
Yeah, because we bought Stuart for like
that's helped us out there.
3.25
because I knew Ferdinand was 8 million.
I still got it wrong.
It's a £10 million double signing.
What a signing it was!
Well, Stuart was all right.
Good Stuart.
And Ferdinand, bless him, when he celebrated that goal, that wasn't when he got his glove out. Just like, found that money, we didn't even get to see the glove proper.
Oh, it's Michael Jackson and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Question number 6. Which former shot stopper made the most appearances for the club? Was it Craig Gordon, Simon Mignolet, Alec Chamberlain or Lionel Perez?
Love Perez.
Which former shot stopper made the most appearances for the club? Craig Gordon, Simon Mignolet, Alec Chamberlain or Lionel Perez?
Anything to do with expansive time just makes me blurry.
I've got a bit tight on this one. There's only about 10 to 15 appearances between the four of them.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
A blur.
It's all competitions, not just the league, all competitions.
Yeah, it'll be mine again, so I'll be disappointed if I'm wrong.
Yeah, same here.
The answer is Alec Chamberlain.
That's what I had first time. What? That's what I had first time.
Same here.
108 appearances.
Because Chamberlain played consistently from like 93 till about 96, and then I just thought for some reason Craig Gordon was just.
I knew Gordon hadn't made 100.
There's the others, for the listeners there. Gordon, 95. Mignolet, 101. Perez, 98. So, a bit tight with the.
I'm surprised.
Them, to be fair.
I'm surprised it was that high with Mignolet, because I was convinced he was in for a season, then he went to Liverpool.
Been gone, like.
Yeah, we had him for a while.
Yeah. He was here
for 101 games.
101 games, sorry. Start that, mate.
Yeah. It'll take.
Any research, have you?
Yeah. You'd expect nothing less, really.
Question number 7. Which former manager had a win percentage of 17.2%? Was it Chris Coleman, Niall Quinn, Simon Grayson, or David Moyes? Which former manager had a win percentage of 17.2%? Chris Coleman, Niall Quinn, Simon Grayson, or David Moyes? There's two of them on there. I've got the same win percentage as well. Okay. Well, the answer is Chris Coleman. 17.2%.
Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic.
Quinney and Simon Grayson 16.7 and David Moyes was 18.6.
Why is Quinn's that high?
Yeah, he only managed 5 games or something.
How's it got going on winning one?
He won that West Brom game when Keane was in the stands.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we won 2-0.
And the lowest of in the history, Steve, is who's got the lowest percentage? He's not on there. It was 14.8%, the lowest win percentage.
Surprise, yeah.
Howard Wilkinson.
I was about to say, it's probably Wilco. Of
course. A bonus point for that.
Well, no one answered it, so...
No, I did.
Oh, did you? Yeah. You said Ricky's Brazier.
No, that was Stephen. Or Richard.
I didn't see anything.
No, I said Brazier.
Question number 8. Who scored Sunderland's last goal in the FA Cup? Was it...
Ian Porterfield, I think.
Chris Maguire, Grant Ledbetter, Aidan McGeady or Will Grigg? Who scored Sunderland's last goal in the FA Cup? Chris Maguire, Grant Ledbetter, Aidan McGeady or Will Grigg?
I think I might know this.
Obviously going back 3 seasons.
I think I do know this.
I remember 3 games, let alone 3 seasons.
Does he shout them, Matt, if you're confident?
Well, I think it was against...
Can you remember
Walsall.
The game, Matt? What was the score
in
the game?
I think it was against Walsall. And we drew and lost the replay. And I think it was Aidan McGeady.
Well, the answer is Aidan McGeady. And it was 1-1 against Gillingham, 11th of September 2019.
Oh, well, I still got it right, so...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think it was Walsall the year before, will have been, I think,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Aidan McGeady, 1-1 v Gillingham. Question number 9. Which of the following stadiums is closest to the Stadium of Light in distance? Is it Ibrox, Hillsborough, Anfield or Tynecastle? Which of the following stadiums is closest to the Stadium of Light? Is it Ibrox, Hillsborough, Anfield or Tynecastle? Anyone been to all of them?
No.
I haven't been to Tynecastle. I've
been to Anfield.
I've not been to Ibrox.
Had a tour around there, it was awful. I got a bike in the trophy room.
A bike?
A bike, yeah, done it. Yeah, but just, I don't know if someone had like left it in the middle. Right.
What, did they win that in the Halfords Cup or something?
I think so, yeah. I think someone just left it there, like one of the visiting teams. They were like, oh, we'll put that in the trophy cabinet. Pathetic.
Well, the answer is Hillsborough.
Yes.
124 miles.
Edinburgh is deceptively far away.
Yeah,
I think Tynecastle's 135. I think then it was Ibrox, then Anfield, I think, 160. So, and the last one of the quiz, question number 10. All of Aidan O'Brien's goals this season have been scored in the League Cup. True or false? All of Aidan O'Brien's goals this season have been scored in the League Cup. And the answer to that is false. He scored away to Gillingham, didn't he? Just before half time, 2-1 win.
I knew he'd scored one in the league, I wasn't sure it was against.
So there we go. Quiz done. Send your totals across again if you can, please.
I think I redeemed myself in the second part of that round.
I did not redeem myself at all during the course of that quiz. My score's
unredeemable. Like a gift voucher for Joplin's.
Each centre is across.
Good that. Hard though.
Yeah.
Right.
I just put out well, the coist.
Definitely at the point where I just don't want to come last.
Don't think you've got any worry of that.
No.
I don't know. I haven't done well.
Well, the scores are in, and
oh.
We've got a tie.
Oh.
At the bottom of the board.
Oh. that's even worse.
Coming joint last, or third and fourth, if we want to go that way, on 14 points.
No.
Are Stephen and Richard.
Yeah,
14 points. In second place, silver medal on 15 points. Is Chris Rear up there, Matthew?
Yeah.
And the winner, 3 points ahead on 18 points, is Melissa. Well done, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Not the first one of us to get 15 points.
Involved in that. There was a lot of guesswork involved in that.
Fuming at my performance there. Fuming.
I've let myself down.
You have? Really?
I've let Mickey Luff down, really. More than anyone.
Well, you got four out of ten on the Sunderland round there.
Yeah.
So
Mizzle hand in my wise men say badge.
I already got four as well in that round, Rick, so it's fine.
And one of them is Jay from a guest figuring out with the in-betweeners, wasn't it, for Denver's middle name. So.
Yeah, I did get that one right, yeah.
Yes.
So. Oh my God. Well, thanks for that, Danny. That was great. If you're listening and you follow us on Twitter, you can feel free to let us know what you got and put the rest of us to shame. Tell us your scores. So, Matt, you're going to be back or not before Christmas? Did we decide that? You may or may not be.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, gonna do one. When's this going out?
Yeah, imminently, today or tomorrow.
Oh, is it? All right.
So,
if
that doesn't help people who are listening. So, Tuesday or Wednesday? No, it's Wednesday now, isn't it?
It's Wednesday already or Wednesday.
This is what happens at Christmas. Wednesday or Thursday, it's going out.
You could say it's going out today and you'll always be right.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that ship sailed now, though. Right.
It will be out at some point. Matt may or may not bring you on before Christmas. And then
I will if you want.
That, and then after that, we'll have a bit of a break, like we always do at this time of year, and probably be back early in the new year. So thanks to Danny for putting that quiz together, and wish everybody Merry Christmas, and we'll see you again in the new year. As always, thanks for listening.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.